Well, 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 Joshy. You called it. Thursday. Pauly Shore came in yesterday, and towards the end of the show on Friday, you're like, I know it. He's going to want to touch me. He's going to want to grab me. He's going to zero in on me, and he ain't in here for 30 seconds. 30 seconds before he is playing grab ass with you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. He has a little bit of a fixation on me. I think he has a thing for me. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if I'm not flirting back and not reciprocating, leave me alone. For some reason, he started doing it the last time he was here, and then he wasn't as annoying this year. I kind of liked him this time around.
It seemed a little bit more playful. Like in the past, he was a little confrontational, but yeah, he was playful.
I think he's getting more and more comfortable with us as he comes through year to year.
Yeah.
We've always tried, like you'll hear me say coming up, like we're always fascinated by him. Like the way I asked Gilbert earlier in the week that, like, yes, I'm not comparing Gilbert Godfrey and Pauly Shore, okay? Relax, everybody relax. I'm just saying the way Gilbert Godfrey has taken on this, you know, another level. There's like another level to Gilbert now. He's, I don't know if the word is legend, but there's this fascination with him. I think a lot of us who grew up in the 90s have that same kind of fascination with Pauly.
Yeah.
As to, like, you know, who's the real Pauly and what's it like growing up in L.A. at the comedy? What is the Comedy Store?
Yeah, yeah. With
just
Mitzi.
Such an interesting life he's led. And he's got that kind of, you know, deeper layer to him where you just want to. And in years past, he's kind of been very standoffish and hasn't really, you know, played the game. And it's like when people sit down on Howard Stern's couch, they just kind of spill all the guts.
Yeah.
But when they come here, they're like, I don't know, you guys. I might
never see you guys again. Yeah, the next time I come through, it'll be an all new group of people.
Yeah, I'm not talking about any of that stuff. But you'll hear this time coming up, he talked about a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff, especially about his agent and how it ties into a lot of the stuff with the sexual assault in Hollywood, particularly Terry Crews. That was one of the bigger revelations. Like, whoa. Who his agent was and how he ties into what Josh likes to call the perv NATO. Anderson.
I was going to say, I like how he called you Spiegelman, which after Friday, I think that's what I'm going to call you from here on out. Oh, Spiegelman.
Okay. Oh, cool. Hope you like working with broken arms. It's really hard to type when your hand has been shattered by a meat tenderizer, but no, keep up the Spiegelman. Let's see how long that lasts.
Do you dislike it, Josh? Or?
What? Do I dislike? No, I don't dislike it, but I like my real name too.
Pauly Shore joined us on Justin Scott and Spiegelman. It's Behind the Curtain.
Get in here. We're on the air.
You got stains on your shirt? Damn, Pauly Shore.
Sometimes they're on. I know. I look like I'm on drugs, but I'm actually not on drugs.
You just got right off the plane, didn't you?
Yeah, I just got off the plane. Oh,
man. Oh, how long was the flight?
Oh. Who cares, man? It was terrible.
Can you sleep on planes, Pauly Shore?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Yeah, there he is. Pauly
nice
Shore,
my group of
show cast all weekend.
Good to see you,
thank
buddy.
You.
Tonight, tomorrow night.
Thank you. Nice to see you. You look beautiful. Good yentif to you, my
good
fellow
yentif.
Jewish friends.
Yes.
Can I touch you again?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. He's coming around for it.
It's one of Josh's favorite things.
He needs a Spiegel
there
power.
There you go. Thank yes. you. Nice to
Why
see
are you.
You. What? I'm not pushing you.
Wow!
Don't touch my breast. See what I mean?
Is it?
See what I mean, guys?
It's a Jewish connection you feel? It's a Jewish connection?
Everybody here thinks I'm crazy.
Good to see you, man.
I'm crazy.
Spiegelman, what's up?
not much. How are you?
I'm good. Don't judge me, bro.
I'm not judging
you. Don't push me away like you do all the other people in your life.
Never. How do you know that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, you told me that last time.
God.
But so I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Appreciate we love it. Having you.
This is like a conveyor belt of comedians for you, right? Every Friday. Like,
actually,
who's the
no,
next?
Man. We passed on anybody else. We found out you were coming in. No BS. We're like, let's just talk to Pauly.
Like, who's the next numbnut that's coming through?
You got a dog, Pauly Shore?
I've had several dogs.
What kind of dogs does Pauly
Lab Chow
have?
Mix.
Lab Chow.
Ooh.
Great. So we went up the phone lines yesterday. I'm looking for like a new dog and... These people,
Lab Chows are cool.
Yeah, there's like so many different breeds.
Dude, there's like some new rule. There's some new rule in California about adoption. I think you can only adopt dogs.
Right.
You can't buy dogs anymore.
Well, I was afraid to do. It's a good point because we were afraid to even talk about
go easy, bro.
We were afraid to talk about last hour because it's the same thing. God forbid you say you want to like buy a dog. It's... The blowback is insanity.
Makes sense, though.
I guess, but I mean, aren't people free to do what they want?
Yeah, but there's so many unwanted dogs out there.
Okay, well, every dog needs a home, whether you're getting it wherever you're
getting you're paying
it
cash for it or not, right?
There's a lot of unwanted kids out there. I decided to do one naturally. I didn't adopt.
yeah.
head on down to the orphan
right?
pound.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
let's move on. That's a hot button issue. You got the flip flops on, Polly. What was the weather in LA?
I don't know. I think it's funny. I'm like, oh, you know what? It's going to be just like it is in Baltimore and it's LA.
It's going to be 40 degrees.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cold. I got warmer clothes, though.
Okay, good.
So it's good.
What airline are you flying? What do you take? Like,
I flew on United.
And are you sitting? Are you picking the seat? Are you doing aisle? Obviously, you're doing first class.
I didn't fly first.
You didn't fly first?
No, I like to fly in the back.
You like to be with the common man.
Exactly.
Around the good folk.
Plus, I want them to see me back there and go, geez, what happened to him?
What happened to that
dude?
You
know what I mean? I thought he was the first class guy. Now he's in coach with the Crusties.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I listened to your Joe Rogan Experience. Mm. I'm a Joe Rogan fan. I listened to the Joe Rogan Experience back, I think it was August, earlier this year.
Yeah.
You're on there, and or like towards the end of summer, and you had like a really good, honest conversation with him about movies and everything that you've done and like the machine that is MTV, just like forgetting its former DJs. You had like...
That's just the business. It's not just MTV. It's just the business.
Yeah. But it was. I'll link to it. It was a really like good, open, honest conversation because you probably deal with a lot of delusional people that you know that their peak has come and gone or they never even had one.
Yeah.
But meanwhile you're like, hey, I'm still out there doing it. But I do know that the movie career of mine, you know, I had my moment and it's since passed, but I'm still out there, you know, doing stand up. Like
I miss acting. You know, that's the thing I was talking about on Joe's show is that, you know, I mean, I just, you know, it's like I had that huge run doing all these films and then like I don't want to say they take it away from you, but you know they take it away from you, and then
somebody younger and better looking, and
no,
or like in your
I'm
case,
young,
why do they take it away?
That's
I agree, but I mean, isn't that the way it works though? Like the next best thing is up, and then you're kind of just like,
I think it's really box office. It's really it has nothing to do with your looks.
If you're still drawn,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, like Will Ferrell and all these other, they're still doing movies. He's not like some young guy. He's got to be in his 50s.
It's a good point.
It's really about, you know, you know, your last thing, you know. So
now how does that work? You got a manager and you're he's out there, he's calling you like, hey, what about this? What about that? Or
for me, it's kind of like, you know, it's balls to the wall. You know, you kind of, you know, you get your own stuff. Someone gets you stuff. I got different agents getting me different things. I got a reading on this other. I don't know. It's just random. It's like I've been doing this. Yeah, I've been doing this for so long. I know so many people. So I just reach out. They reach out to me. There's email. There's Twitter. There's, you know, you get offers here and there all the time, you know? Like Louis C.K. just wanted to hit me up. He's like, can I open for you? I'm like, whoa, bro.
Whoa. No, get it. You're hitting the skids right now, but come on.
Have you ever experienced any kind of harassment in Hollywood?
Yeah, by you.
Oh, okay.
Every time he comes in?
Every time I come through Spiegelman, he's always tries to touch me.
I mean, there's so
it's
much.
It's a sensitive subject. We can't even talk about it.
I know. God forbid.
You know, why even talk
God
about
forbid.
It? It's like, oh, my God, they talked about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you did the, you and Terry Crews were both a part of that Sandler film, Sandy Wexler.
Mm.
Each had like a part in there. And with all this like sexual assault stuff that's coming out, like the creepy casting room couch stuff, the one that was like the most, and it's all awful, but the one that confused me the most was that little greaseball that had the stones to reach out and grab Terry Crews' junk in front of his wife.
He was an agent. Mm. Turns out he was an agent.
Did you see what he looks like, by the way?
Yeah.
He looks like something Harvey Weinstein coughed up.
Right.
He's this little, just this little booger glob of a person.
Yeah,
that,
but
you
okay,
got the
let me defend Adam, okay? Because Adam is his name's Adam Bennett. That's the agent?
That's the dude that grabbed Cruz?
Yeah, so let me explain who he is.
Please.
The guy that grabbed Terry Crews.
So first
junk.
Of all, well, let me explain. Because you're not in the inside. I'm on the inside.
All right.
Okay. He's a sweetheart.
Sounds like.
Just listen to me.
Good.
No, he's a sweetheart. He likes to party. Have you ever been to like a frat party?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Have you ever been to like a party where people are really, I don't want to say obnoxious, but they're kind of like, yo, get over here, bro. And they put you in a headlock and they start touch, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he gets buzzed. Mm-hmm. You know, he's actually, he's my agent.
He's your agent?
He's my agent.
The guy who allegedly attacked Cruz is your agent?
Well, yeah, so you can speak.
No, but all I'm just saying, he's a sweetheart. He's married with kids. He just likes to get buzzed. So here's the deal. You don't see other people coming out saying, oh, Adam, grab my da-da. It was an incident that happened like 2 years ago.
Right.
Okay. And he was at a party. Well, I've been at parties with Adam and he grabs me.
Right.
Like that's his personality because he gets buzzed. He's like, get over here. Let's do shots.
Well, that's kind of
like
where
he should not
I was...
have. I get he shouldn't have done that to him because he didn't know Terry Crews. He should not have done that to him. You know right. what I mean? But it's alcohol.
It,
but... Like, you know, you sometimes you're like, yo, bro, you know, I mean, you have friends that party. They don't know what they're
I
doing.
I party, right? Like, look, my whole thing is it's getting so ridiculous now with, you know, everybody in the government now and this Al Franken thing, and they're all calling for everybody's heads. It's like, hey, let he who is without sin cast the first stone, because you know all those sons of bitches are the weirdest MFers on the planet. And that's the other thing. It's like you said, this was one incident. You know this guy. You know
he's
who he is.
Guy,
you know his soul. You know he's a good
he's
guy.
Chill.
Al Franken, right? There's a goofy photo floating around that when it was taken, it was probably done good-natured, like, ha-ha, this is funny. It should have been done, yes or no, debatable. And then he did this thing where he planted a kiss on a woman. And it's like, you know, but does one photo in one moment define a human being?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, have you ever dealt with it firsthand yourself? Like, is anybody, because you were, and let's be honest, dude, you coming up, you were part of a big party scene. You had Man, Biodome, 90s, before any of this stuff broke loose.
I have to go after women that sexually harassed me.
You
know what I mean?
How many times did your crotch get grabbed?
Yeah. No, it's just a different climate now that the world's different. You could just feel it just when you walk out into the world. It's basically a millennial world, and we're living in it now.
Yep.
And the millennials are taking over, and you know, and that old way of being is old, and they want it out. And now they're kind of turning people out here and there, and people just need to be more respected. And you can't you don't know like you and I goofing off is like, you know, maybe not appropriate to some people. Like you know, and that's just the way it is. You got to have that in the back of your mind now. It's just. It's not like it was back then, and times change, right?
So, like you're joking about Louis, and we've talked about, like, the Spacey stuff. Like, who recovers from this? Who doesn't? Can you?
I was thinking of, like, past people like Mike Tyson.
That's the example I make all the time.
He makes that example all the time.
He eats people and raped them.
Yeah,
and
I think,
cartoon.
I think, like, you know, as long as you didn't, like, hurt anyone or, you know, or it's not, like, crazy, like... I think at some point, 2 to 3 years, maybe, you know, something
so
will kind
to
of like
navigate this.
You know,
crap.
I think, you know, it's like, I
it's
don't know.
Oddly
it's
oddly selective
not,
who they let back in. Like, think about Chris Brown. Chris Brown turns Rihanna's face into hamburger.
Yeah.
And now he's back to selling out the Capital One Center.
So we'll see. I think time will tell. This is a new kind of wave of things. And it started actually with
it's like a new wave. This is the next wave. Like
It started with the Bill Cosby, you know what I mean, and then into Harvey, and then it just kind of snowballed. Yeah,
yeah.
But I think you just need to be able to kind of like, you know, everyone wants to be treated chill. You know, you know, just respect and don't grab and you know, and just kind of hand pumps and
that's where we gotta be now, Paul.
Light waves,
you know. Don't look at
the
boobs.
That's it.
You know, just look straight in the eyes.
Yep.
Paulie Shore at Magoobies. Hey, I can't watch it because you said that there's some cussing. I will when I get off the air, but
there's just some f bombs.
Funny or Die. You did something, and Funny or Die is becoming such a kick-ass platform. Mm. I know that they had that CISO thing for a bit. It was like an all-comedy network that kind of came and went. Mm. But like the stuff on Funny or Die, I'm just kind of clicking through the video right now. It's you, it's Jay Moore, it's all kinds of other people. Like the production value on this is like that of a movie.
Yeah. It's like I said earlier, it's a different time. And you know, that's where you kind of incubate your ideas is through them. And then from there, you can kind of maybe parlay it into something else. But... this was an idea that I had that I pitched them, I developed with them, and it's basically called Silver Lake Vice Squad. It's on Funny or Die right now. So me and Jay Moore, we play these undercover police officers, and we go dress as hipsters into Silver Lake to bust a Molly ring, and Bobby Lee and Bobby Lee works the Molly Ring.
Explain. I know Silver Lake, but yeah. For those that don't know Silver Lake,
well, every town has a hipster town. Every city has a hipster like community.
And that's where you live, right? You live there.
Yeah, I live in Silver Lake. But what's hipstery out here? There must be a little area.
Hamden, right down the street here.
Hamden,
yeah, skinny parts of Charlesville, beards, you know, baristas. And
yeah, yeah, guys with typewriters in the coffee shop.
Hilarious.
Listening to a Walkman. Ironically,
I love it.
It's someone behind the counter. He's got the big denim apron, the leather apron. Yeah.
They look like their fashion, the way they picked out their outfit is they just walked into like a Goodwill with their eyes closed and just grabbed random articles and put it on.
Yeah.
They sat down in the barber's chair and said, give me the Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
Knock it
out. Yeah, that's what it is.
And you got Bobby Lee in this.
Fax machine? What's going on over there?
No, it's the printer. Oh. That's my fault.
Yeah, Bobby Lee's in it. Richard Schiff from Ballers. It's on right now. They just released it yesterday. So, yeah, that's out there right now.
You got another one on there too, where you're playing Stephen Miller.
Yeah,
White House's Stephen Miller, the senior advisor. Yeah. Whoever did the makeup on you, because you got a pretty decent hairline.
Yeah,
but whoever did the makeup on you to make you look like Stephen Miller needs to win a makeup award for rocking that hairline like that much higher up.
Yeah, no, that video did really well for me as well.
Pauly Shore killing it.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on out there. So what else is going on with you, man? Like, last time we talked to you, you were trying to rent your place. California was running out of water.
I remember you showed us the listing to your house that's up in the hills.
Yeah, I have it leased out.
Is it leased out?
Yeah.
How much you get that a month?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well with it. I remember when I first started coming to Baltimore, did I meet you? You were with Mickey, right?
Yeah.
Mickey
was back
the,
in the day. I produced that show. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Because he was friends with one of my ex-girlfriends, Pamela Paulshock. Who's actually from Baltimore.
Mm-mm.
She's a hot blondie. She's back in the day, like probably over 10 years ago or whatever. But you worked with...
I was on that show as well.
Where is he?
Before the accident.
Before what accident?
Do you vape by chance?
I have.
You vaped in the past. Did you use one of the small pens or one of the big ones that has like the nozzle on it?
A small one.
He had a big one. And
hilarious.
It exploded.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Blew his leg clean
off. I love
off.
People that are crazy.
Then you've come to the right place because he is a fountain. He is a fountain. No, he's doing great, man. He's still doing stand-up. He's doing radio at another station around town. He does a lot of, like, speaking engagement stuff. He's doing it, trying to let that leg grow back. No, he actually had a vape powder, like, blow a piece of his leg off.
What?
Dude, he like, Facebooked photos out there. Hunks of meat off the thigh. Gone.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well.
What's Pauly Shore's? You mentioned that Pamela girl.
Yes.
What's Pauly Shore's love like life like right now?
I've been seeing someone for a long time.
A long time? What's a long time?
5 years.
Oh.
On, it's been on and off a lot. You know
what does that mean?
What does on and off
mean? Yeah.
More on than
it
off.
It means
off
like,
on.
You know, we have, it's kind of like herpes, you know, it just kind of X up and then like you got to get away.
With you there.
You know what I mean?
You got to take a knee for a little bit.
And then when you get away, though, are you free to...
Pretty much, yeah. And wow. She is too, though. She does whatever care. She wants.
And
I
you
do
ain't
got to
say
I
who
want.
She is, but would we know them?
Would you know?
Would we know them if you told us?
She's
like,
not famous.
No, she's not famous.
It's not Chef Guarnicelli from Chopped on Food Network.
No. I love Alex.
Do you have a type, Pauly? Is there a particular brand you go for? The brunette?
Chubby
curves?
Babes.
Yeah.
Chubby Babes.
I love Chubby Babes.
Here, man.
Chubby Babes. No, I don't know.
Chubby Babes.
I don't know, someone that, you know, is, you know, I don't know, someone that's cool, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you prefer in or out of the business. Someone in the business can identify, but then the next thing you know, you guys are competing careers. Someone out of the business, it's nice. We can just go out. She's not inundated with all kinds of crap, but she might not be able to identify as much. You like in or out of your business.
It's my therapist.
Yeah, baby.
I know. This is nice.
Lay down on the couch.
But isn't everybody out there kind of connected to the business in one way or another?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's a good, you know, you want to date people that are doing what you do so that when you talk to them, you're talking like it's speaking Japanese. You speak the same language. And then if you talk, but then if you get someone that's totally not in the business, there's something refreshing about that, too.
Yeah.
Because they're
more
just
pure
talking
of
about
soul.
Stupid things and it's not like really part of it. So I don't know. I mean, the girl that I've been with for a while, we just seem to get along and we laugh and she's cool. So. I don't know.
Do you go for walks on the beach?
No, we go get sandwiches, bro. Sandwiches.
On the beach.
No, no, we just kind of take it easy, you know?
Like, you realize that we're, like, at least the people in the room, I don't know about the listeners, but we're, for me, like, every time you come here, I'm very fascinated by you and your life. And, and just what it's like.
I mean, you're a piece of Americana. Yeah, I mean, I grew up with you, with your films, with your MTV work. Then when I was out west, obviously, your mother is famous, the club is famous, stuff that you've done. So you're a fascinating figure, excuse me, to a lot of people. That I almost wonder, like, you know, getting back to this lovely lady that you're dating, that, you know, how does she say to people, like, oh, I hear you're dating a guy, he's a comedian. Yes. What's he like? Well, you've probably heard of him. Like, how does she, like, let friends and family people know, like, hey, you are, like, a legit famous person? They all freak out, squeal, oh, my God, bring him around. Or
You're Pauly Shore.
Yeah, you're Pauly Shore.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm sure she's heard everything.
Let me ask you this.
You know, I'm sure she's heard, you know, every time she says
your name.
My name, that, oh, like, wait a minute, Pauly Shore? I went out with my friend, or... You know, oh, my God, that guy's crazy. Is he on drugs?
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, oh, my God, is he high all the time? Or
are you high all the time?
Always.
No, how often are you high?
I'm never high, dude.
Stop, Pauly.
I swear on my mom's
California.
Life. I swear on my mom's life I'm not high.
Not even weed or nothing?
Barely.
Barely weed now?
Barely.
What about the booze?
When I was younger, I smoked weed. I smoked weed, you know, more. And now I just smoke it once in a while. It's probably because you can get it all the time now. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Now the allure of tracking it down is gone.
Yeah, it's like the pendulum swinging the other way, where it's almost like becoming like passe to smoke weed now.
Well, it's
because,
like,
everyone does.
Yeah, because, like, when I was younger growing up, we used to go to the beach, and I used to steal pot from my mom. She always had weed, and I would go to the beach, and me and my friends, John and Glenn.
It was more of an event.
Yeah, it was like we would hide. We'd put the towel over us. And we, like, you know, get an apple and we'd break it and, like, open and put the tin foil and smoke it. And then we'd take the towel off. It was like, oh, my God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's just like...
You can vape inside of a freaking CVS if you want.
Yeah, you're burning up in a Caribou coffee and no one bats an eyelash.
Yeah. I don't know. I just... I don't know. I go to the Korean bathhouse a lot.
Whoa. The hell?
You have the floor.
It's not a masturbation thing.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It's not a masturbation thing.
Just a bunch of Korean dudes sitting around just pulling a CK on you.
Okay. Do they whack you with them branches in there?
No, that's the Russian one.
That's the Russian one.
Yeah.
What
does Korean specialize in?
Well,
what do they
Bobby
do?
Lee's the one, because I used to go to the Russian one a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like Russian Jew.
And they stretch you out and they whip you with them branches.
It's called a pleitsa.
A pleitsa?
Yeah, it's a pleitsa. So they hit you with the leaves, and it detox you and get all your
Hell
stuff
yeah.
out. Yeah, but the Korean spa is cool because it's like, it's hilarious. It's literally like if the Korean spa wasn't in L.A., I would have been beheaded and killed.
What is that?
Because the only thing that's protecting me from them killing me is the fact that it's in L.A.
Whoa.
Because they're that hardcore Koreans.
Deep in the game, Korean.
Yeah. And like,
how do you even get into that? Can anybody go?
Well, Bobby Lee took me there for the first time.
So someone's got to vouch for you to get you in.
Get me in. But I'm the only white guy that actually has a membership to it. Like,
you.
I have, like, a card. Like, I don't even have to pay. I, like, give...
Is it unisex or is it all dudes?
It's just guys,
dudes. Just dudes sitting around. Yeah. And I hear, like, the baths. You could boil pasta in, it's so hot. Like,
yeah,
some of the water
it.
In
That's
there
what
is
I love.
Murderously
That's what I,
yeah. hot. It's taken like a dermal layer of skin off.
It's
and what
great.
Is what goes on there?
Well, you shower and then you go into the hot pool and then you go into the there's different steams. There's like a eucalyptus steam.
I love the eucalyptus.
There's also a dry sauna. Uh-huh. And then you go in there and then you shower off.
They got a cold plunge.
And then you go in the cold, plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in the cold and you just keep doing it like two or three times and then you leave and you feel the best.
I went to Canada one time with our old boss and they had friends in a house down the street, and the first thing they built on their property was the sauna.
Wow.
Right down next to the lake.
Wow.
So you would sit in the sauna for like 30 minutes, hop out of the sauna, run, and then jump down into a Canadian lake.
Yeah.
And you just repeat that like five times, and you feel amazing.
Amazing.
I really honestly like give credit to that for the reason why I feel I'm like, you know, healthy and stuff.
Yeah.
It's got to help with like the joints. It's got to help with the muscles.
Everything.
Detox with the sweat and all that.
But it's also stress if you're going through personal stuff with your family, your mom, your dad, your siblings.
No, I'm fine. Josh is good.
But you know what I'm saying? It helps you with just anything, work or whatever. And you just go in there And also, when you're with a whole bunch of Korean guys, like, how can you not laugh? You know what I mean? I mean, Koreans are, like, hilarious.
Are you comfortable with your body naked?
Yeah, because my penis is bigger than all of theirs.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. That's another reason.
Yeah.
But once in a while, a black dude will come and be like, whoa, bro, we got to go on the other side.
Come on, man. Sit as far away from me as possible.
Yeah.
If we unfurl that thing.
Yeah, the best is, though, Korean dudes naked are awesome because... Can you say the word penis?
Yeah, no, you cannot. Penis. You can say as much as you want. Penis.
Yeah.
Well, their penises are small and they can camouflage in their pubic hair. It looks like they have vaginas. You know what I mean?
And don't they have... I don't want to get too graphic, but isn't their pubic hair like also straighter than American pubic hair?
No.
It's curly?
Yeah, it's curly.
Yeah, I know, but that's an interesting question. Because you would think, you never see an Asian dude with curly hair.
No.
Have you? It'd be a perm.
Yeah, it would be a perm.
It'd be like a Jackie Chan perm.
Now, is this place like high end or is it more like on the shady side of things?
It's not shady at all. It's just low key. There's like if you
What's
Google.
What's the name of it?
Is it fancy?
First of all, I would never tell you the name of it. Damn. And I don't know the name. But if you Google We Spa in LA, it's like. Kind of a gnarlier version of that.
Is it WI spa?
I want to know how gnarly.
Yeah. Like, that's like... that's like a cool spa. Like if you ever
it's open 24 hours.
Yeah, if you go... That's another thing is they're open 24 hours. So if you get off a plane late you just go.
It's very convenient.
Love this.
All right, let's look up some of these bathhouses here. You ever heard of the Flex Spa downtown?
Here in Baltimore?
No. That's down
in L.A.
This is Los Angeles, baby. That's got a 3.9 rating out of 96 Google reviews. Hidden properly, small business, limited parking.
Hidden properly. Hidden. What does that even mean?
I love it.
Why does it need to be hidden
properly?
Yeah.
Like, that's what sucks. You know who I see? I go to the Russian one all the time. And you know who I see there all the time is Dexter from The Offspring.
Oh, Dexter Holland.
Yeah, he's there all the time. He loves it, too. And we have the same conversation because everyone thinks like everyone's thinking right now that's listening to us, it's a gay thing and it's a this thing, and it's not. It's the opposite. Yeah. It's just mellow, and it's like the best thing, you know, and I don't know. It's just great.
God, that's why you're so chill.